This weekend marks 5 years since the Boston Marathon bombing. On today's StoryCorps, we'll hear about one of the victims. In the days following the attack, there was a massive manhunt. In the early morning hours of April 19th, police confronted the bombers on a suburban street in nearby Watertown. Boston police officer D.J. Simmons was there, and he was injured by a homemade bomb that the Tsarnaev brothers threw at police. Simmons' injuries led to his death almost a year later. His parents, Roxanne and Dennis Simmons, sat down for StoryCorps to remember their son.
The day he was born, DJ came out with shoulders of a linebacker. He was the first baby I saw that had muscles.
He wasn't really afraid of anything.
You know, like 10:30, he would literally take the dog outside and walk around the whole house.
Make sure there's nobody on the grounds. He used to say, DJ, where are you going? It's late. He would say, I'm doing a perimeter search, Dad. So when he told us he was going into the police department, I wasn't really surprised.
You know, with the kids, I have this thing that I have to talk to them every day. But after the bombing, he called me and he said, Ma, I'm not going to be able to talk to you all the time right now.
Right. They were on a major league manhunt throughout Boston.
And DJ and his partners were able to corner the brothers, and they were some of the first ones on scene.
They showed a clip on the television and somebody was yelling.
You guys got rifles?
I turned to you and I said, that voice sounds familiar. It was instantly sent chills up to my back because I heard his voice.
The bombs landed close to DJ and knocked him off his feet. We knew he had a concussion, but he said he was fine. But we knew something was a little different.
Yeah, he was quiet.
He said when he closed his eyes, he would see the bombs. We'll never forget the day he came downstairs. I was in my bedroom, and he stood at the door and said, I'm afraid of the dark. I didn't know what to say. His eyes looked like, almost like a kid again. That was the only vulnerability that DJ ever showed. He died a year later.
He had a brain aneurysm at that point.
He used to lay on my lap and I used to rub his head. I miss that. I miss dialing his phone number. I miss dialing that every day. I've loved him since the moment I saw him as a little baby linebacker, and I love him more and more every day.
Roxanne and Demis Simmons remembering their son, police officer DJ Simmons, who died because of injuries sustained confronting the Boston Marathon bombers. He was 28 years old. Their story will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and featured on the StoryCorps podcast.